Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Gaishke Uruwaza Eigo. My name is BJ Fox and on my computer screen, dialing in via Zoom, we have... Ta-da!
Ta-da! Domo, Ishii Terumi desu! Gaishke Uruwaza Eigo, 今週も新しいエピソードを公開いたします。よろしくお願いいたします。
We recorded this in the evening. Usually we record during the day recently, haven't we? But we're recording in the evening. Ruben's enjoying some red wine.
Rosehip tea.
Wink, wink. How's your day been, Terumi?
今日はね、I cooked!
Oh, you cooked?
I cooked! 珍しくね、ちょっと時間があって。Do you know that many people are baking inside their homes?
I can imagine. That's like people are finding new hobbies when, during lockdown. What did you cook?
Banana cake.
Ooh.
できたよ. And? Yeah, it was good. なんか, yeah? I'm not a very good cooker. I don't really cook often.
Yeah. Very good cook.
でも今日はちゃんとできた。Yeah. 美味しかった。
Okay. でもね。Any learnings?
Any learnings? Ah! 真面目なことを言うと、なんか you have to cool down the cake after you baked it. ね、ちょっと。
Oh, did you burn your tongue?
それも、I almost burned my tongue なんだけど、okay. Well, joke aside. で、出来上がってすぐに食べたくなっちゃって、かぶりついたら全然その閉まってなくてなんかすごいボロボロボロボロ落ちてきちゃったんだけど、ちゃんと冷やして固めないといけないんだなっていう固める Maybe これは like I think everyone knows normally but it was my learning.
What is that called in Japanese? What when someone can't eat hot food?
Ah, 猫舌
猫舌
Cat's tongue.
The cat's tongue.
猫の舌
and because cats don't eat hot food.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
How do you say that in English?
We say, caution, food may be hot. What do we say, Ruben? What do we say?
I have no idea.
Really? How do you call the people like that?
I don't know. No? Weird?
Weird, yeah, weird.
Weird?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We don't actually have a phrase or a proverb or any kind of saying for that, actually.
Why, what do you say when you want to tell the person that you cannot eat very hot food? Like,
What we would say, okay, correct me if I'm wrong here, Ruben. We would say, maybe give that a little blow. Blow on it for a second. Sorry.No, it's not a shimoneta, no. No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe a bit hot, leave it a second.
You might want to leave it on the windowsill a bit longer.
that sounds very inaka, very Dutch. Okay, I think in summary, we don't have a proverb or any kind of saying for that.
Oh, really? ないんだね。Which is, no. I'm 猫舌とか言わないんだ。
No.
Okay.
But, well, you know, it's interesting. I think different cultures have different proverbs. English actually has lots of proverbs as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I imagine so.
What's your favorite proverb then, Terumi?
My favorite proverb, 私の好きなことわざはね。And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
In the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Okay, now that's the first time I've heard that.
嘘知らないこのことわざ。愛は与えた分だけ自分にも返ってきますよ。
Oh, I think I understand the meaning. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But
beautiful だけど. Okay, Ben, sorry. This is not kotowaza. It's a lyrics from the Beatles song.
The Beatles, okay.
Beatles の The End という曲の最後の歌詞でございます。
Okay.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you made.
Well, as beautiful as your singing is, all good things must come to an end. So let's end there with that. because I want to talk about kotowaza. I want to talk about proverbs today. Proverbs.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with business?
Yeah. Well, I think English, like Japanese, is full of proverbs, full of sayings, and some of them do come up time and time again in the business world. And I think using them well shows like a high level of fluency, but I also feel that using them naturally can be very difficult.
やっぱビジネスの中でもそういうことわざなんかを使うと、まあなんかちょっと知的な感じにもなりますし、それをナチュラルに使えると美しい。Okay.
Yeah, like honestly, trust me, we use proverbs all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite proverb, BJ?
My favorite proverb is, I think, okay, my favorite one in Japanese is Jigoti Toku. which I guess in English is something like what goes around comes around, or you get what you deserve.
Isn't it the same meaning than the one that I said? From the lyrics from the Beatles song. I think it's basically telling the same thing.
what you give is what you get.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know, but when I hear Jigoti Toku, I think that's something negative. Yeah. What you said was very beautiful,
very
and positive.
Yeah.
I also like the phrase kill two birds with one stone, which is in Japanese.
一石二鳥.
But what I find, I hear that, but okay, I will use that phrase a lot, but what I would never say is something like, oh, let's kill two birds with one stone. You never say it like that.
まあ、一石二鳥でやろうぜとは言わない。
No, you never say it so long. We use the proverb, but we never say it like that. So what I want to do in this episode of Gaishike Kotowaza Eigo is how to use these proverbs naturally.
英語ではよくことわざを日常会話でも使うけれども、それをそのまま言うことはない。じゃあどのようにナチュラルに使えばいいか。コツがあるということでそちらをご紹介していきます。
And Terumi, we're going to show another thing. We're going to show an actual urawaza to help them become even more effective in your working life.
ことわざを使ってより職場でエフェクティブ。効率的にそういったことわざを使う方法がある。ことわざを使ってよりコミュニケーションを良くするという方法があるのね。
So let's go.
Let's go.
So,First up, I've listed some proverbs that I think you either probably already know, our listeners probably already know, or maybe they should know in their working life.
それじゃあまず今から BJ が、まあ、今聞いてくださっているリスナーさんすでに知っているであろうことわざ、そして日常的にも使えることわざを紹介します。
Yeah. Proverb 1. When in Rome, do what the Romans do.
郷に行っては郷に従え。
And that means, you know, you might use that in the working life as, you know, maybe when you're moving into a new market, you play by their rules, maybe you adjust your product, you adjust your pricing.
そうね、新しい市場、新しいマーケットに行ったらやっぱそこのルールに従って、プライシングですとかルールですとかそういったことは、まあ、郷に行っては郷に従いまさにね。現地のルールを let's follow、
yeah.
とかカスタムを let's respect みたいな、そういった意味ですね。
Yeah. Yeah. Proverb number 2, every cloud has a silver lining.
Every cloud has a silver lining. 全ての雲には銀の裏地がある。直訳するとそうだけれども、まあ、不幸中の幸いとか、まあ、悪いことがあっても、まあ、どんなことにもいいこともあるよね、というそういうことわざですね。
Yeah, I was thinking of an example, like you could say, for Zoom, the telecommunication service we're using right now, this current corona situation,has a very big silver lining.
例えばこの Zoom、まさに私たちも使いながらレコーディングしてますけれども、 まあ、このコロナっていう、まあ、本当に悪い、嫌な状況の中でも、こういったリモートでの技術をみんなが習得して、新しい働き方をゲットできるのであれば、不幸中の幸いというか、悪いことの中でもいいことあるよねっていう、まさにこれね。
So every cloud has a silver lining, every mistake has learnings. It's the same thing.
どんな失敗からも学べることはある。
Proverb number three, kill two birds with one stone.
Kill two birds with one stone. これはまさに一石二鳥。まあ、一つの石で二つの2羽の鳥をゲットしよう。I think this proverb is rare because, English words and the Japanese words is the same.
It's very strange.
ねえ。あれこれどこからで、I wonder where this is from.
Shall we quickly look it up?
Look it up. Hey, stop, jump up,
not dead.I'm just looking on Google, and it looks like this phrase comes from the UK.
Yes.
そうね、そうみたいね。普通四字熟語ってよく中国のね昔の古文とかそういったものから来てるのが多いけれども、This is from UK なんだ。
Yeah, from.
So that the it's exact translation なわけね。おお、なるほど。Okay, understood.
The philosopher Thomas Hobbes.
Ah, Hobbes.
Hobbes.
Hobbes,
経済学者、economics.
Am I bringing up bad memories from your school days, I guess?
Do you know what? I don't know him, but one thing we do learn is the majority of proverbs in English or British English all come from Shakespeare. Yeah, so not all, but lots of them come from Shakespeare. But in terms of business, killing two birds with one stone, perhaps maybe you've got two KPIs from headquarters. One is you need to use digital more. The other one is you need to target...younger people more. Well, what you could do is put them both into one campaign. Digital and young people. Killing two birds with one stone. Yeah.
例えばヘッドクォーターから同時に、まあ、一つの戦略で一つのキャンペーンで二つのことをアチーブしなさい。それを KPI としなさいっていうような例えばデジタルに移行することともっと若い人を取り込むこと両方達成しなさいっていうような時はまさに kill two birds with one stone っていうようなことね。Okay.
Proverb number four. Don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
チキンを捕まえる前から数えるなかれということね。まさに日本語だと、とらぬたぬきの皮算よ。まだ実現し。
Say that again?
とらぬたぬき。
とらぬ。
とらぬ means you haven't caught it yet.
Caught it, yeah.
Yet. とらぬたぬき。たぬきって何英語で？Raccoon?
Japanese raccoon.
Japanese raccoon. Don't count your Japanese raccoon before you catch them.
I think technically it should be a raccoon dog.
Raccoon dog.
Raccoon dog って言うんだ、タヌキ。
So don't count your Japanese raccoon dog before you catch them. Okay. And like in terms of a business situation perhaps, let's say you've gone to a client...You've given a really good presentation. You smashed it. You gave a really good presentation, but don't celebrate too early. You might have not got the deal. Don't count that chicken before it's hatched.
例えばビジネスシチュエーションだとクライアントの元に行って、まあそれがうまくできたとしても、交渉成立ってなる前からうまくできたって喜ぶなかれ。
Proverb number five. All good things come to an end.
All good things come to an end. どんないいことにも終わりが来る。どんな楽しい時間も終わる?
Yeah. Yeah.
ほうほう。
And yeah, this has got so many usages. Maybe a long-term client retires. Maybe the business environment changes. You know, you have good times, but in the end, it will change.
だからどんなにビジネスが好調でも、まあクライアントが突然いなくなるかもしれないし、止まない雨はない。There's no...Rain without ending みたいなことわざある。よく日本人が言う、やまない雨はない。
I think we would say, every rainstorm has a rainbow.
へえ、おしゃれ。
Yeah, rainbow that, ね、that might be Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton? Who's that?
The singer.
Again, maybe, it's from
maybe. Okay, anyway, let's move on to the next one. This is a good one. Proverb number six. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Bird in the hand. 手元にある鳥の方が、やぶの中の2匹、まあ、ちょっと遠くにあって捕まえられるかどうかもわからない2匹よりも価値がある。
うん、Have you heard of this before? Have you heard this one before?
No. Actually, no.
Okay. I would say it's very common.
Oh,
and,、
really?
And, you know, in a business sense, let's pretend... Okay, you're looking for a new job.You're applying to different companies. You've got your number one choice、and you haven't heard back from them. You've got your second choice and they've given you a positive response.
Okay.
So what's better? Do you wait for the best one that may happen or may not happen? Or do you take the current opportunity? And what we would say in English would be a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. The definite one is better.
うんうんうん、例えばどこか、仕事を探していて、第二希望のところからもうオファーが来ていて、で、第一希望のところは泣いてもらえるかどうかわからない、オファーもらえるかどうかわからないって時に、まあ、第二希望だったとしても確実なものの方がいいよっていうことね。
Yeah.
Okay.
Proverb number 7. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.壊れていないなら直すな。
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
I've never heard of that.
Really? Oh, so like, let's say, if something's working really well, there's no need to change it. If you've got a good relationship, you've got a good client, you've got a good contract, why renegotiate? Just leave it as it is. If everything's working, don't try to fix it.
なるほど。壊れてないんだったらわざわざ直す必要ない。
Proverb number 8.A bad workman always blames his tools.
Bad workman. 下手な職人は道具に文句をつける。
Yep. So.
自分のせいなのに。
Yeah. Well, this is, I use this all the time.
使うんかい。
Yeah. It's not my fault. It was the agency's.
まあ人のせいにするってことね。Yeah.
Instead of a bad workman always blames his tools,It would be a bad employee always blames the marketing agency.
ああ、そっか。外資系裏技英語のこの状況に当てはめると、下手というか、あまり仕事のできない人は、代理店とか、まあ自分の仕事を相手のせいにすると。自分のせいじゃなくて人のせいにするっていうことで。
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So they are 8 very good, ことわざ s.Proverbs that I think you should know. So let's listen to a conversation with some of these proverbs in action.
Hey, BJ.
Hey, Ruben. Oh, how did the pitch to the CMO go?
Good, but I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch.
Very wise, very wise.
I also used the opportunity to discuss the Japan marketing plan.
Killing two birds with one stone. Nice. What did she say?
She loved it, but...
But?
She wants to use a global agency, not a local one.
What? But we always use a local marketing agency. They know the market best. Come on, when in Rome, do what the Romans do. We have a great relationship with them.
You know, all good things come to an end.
Come on, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
We had no choice.
But that was the only sticking point. If we agree to this, then the entire plan is approved.
Yep.
That will save weeks of back and forth. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. And a global agency comes from the global budget, does it? Not my P&L?
Yeah, that's right.
Every cloud has a silver lining, I guess. Ruben, I guess we're going global.
All right, well, thank you, BJ.
No, thank you. So, Tenami, did you understand the flow of that conversation?
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. With many proverbs.
Many proverbs. Maybe,
全部使われてたよ、さっき言ったやつ。
Yeah, maybe more than we normally use. But from my point of view, it doesn't sound very natural.
あんなに上手にことわざが散りばめられてたのにダメなの?
Mm. So let's listen to it again, but now we've changed it to a way that sounds much more native.
ちょっとね、私にはすごく素敵なコンバーセーションに聞こえたんだけれども、ちょっとナチュラルじゃないということで、まあ、ことわざ使うにしても、ネイティブの人がどのようにナチュラルに使うかっていうのをもう一回聞いてみてください。
Hey, BJ.
Hey, Ruben. Oh, how did the pitch to the CMO go?
Good, good, but I'm not counting my chickens.
Very wise, very wise.
I also used the opportunity to discuss the Japan marketing plan.
Nice. Two birds with one meeting. What did she say?
She loved it, but...
But?
She wants to use a global agency, not your local one.
What? But we always use a local marketing agency. When in Rome, they know the market best, and we have a great relationship with them.
Come on, you know, all good things.
Come on, if it ain't broken.
We had no choice.
But was that the only sticking point? If we agree to this, then the entire plan is approved.
Yep, that's right.
That will save weeks of back and forth. A bird in the hand...
is worth two in the bush. Good point.
And a global agency comes from the global budget, right? Not my P&L.
Yes, that's right.
So every cloud...
that will be a nice silver lining for APAC.
I guess, Ruben, we're going global.
Thank you, BJ.
No, thank you. Tell me, could you hear the difference?
You shortened them all. 全部短くなってた。短くなってたし、途中なんか、コール&レスポンスみたいになってたよ。
Exactly.
Hey, yo, yo,
Yeah, it's like, 俺は東京生まれ。
Hip hop 育ちみたいになってたよ。
Yeah. You only normally say the first part of the proverb.
Really? You don't say to the end. 最後まで言わないんだ。
No, everyone knows them, so there's no need to finish them. And this sounds very, very natural.
マジか。But, なんか、すごい、it sounded very difficult to me. 急に、okay, so that, in Rome とか言われても、とか、in Rome とか、あと、two birds とか出てきても、もうそこででもパッと思いつかないといけないんだ。難しい。You really have the knowledge to follow English conversation.
I'm thinking one day what we should do is create a English, Urawaza Eigo, Kotowaza proverb, 100人種カルタ。
100人種カルタですか。外資系裏技英語100人種、まあ、100人種はね、そのさ紙の句って、あのね、なんか紙の句を言えば下の句をパーンと弾き出す、見つけるようなものですからね。
Yeah.
なるほど、それを外資系裏技英語バージョンを作ると、わ、難しそう。
One day, one day,
one day, one day. Okay.
Stretch goal, stretch goal,
stretch goal ね。Okay.
外資系裏技英語 is sponsored by Cambly English Conversation On Demand。
外資系裏技英語のスポンサーはオンデマンドでネイティブと英語レッスンができるオンライン英会話の Cambly。
Create a free account and use the code URAWAZA in Kanji to claim a 15 minute free lesson。
無料アカウントを作成して漢字2文字で裏技と入力すれば15分の無料英会話レッスンが受けられます。
Practice English and help out your podcast。
英語をたくさん練習してポッドキャストの内容をぜひものにしてくださいね。
The reason why this is so good, and this is where the urawaza aspect of proverbs comes in, is that only saying the first half serves another purpose.
Only saying the first half, 前半を言うのが serves another purpose. なんか別の目的を達成することになっているの？
Yeah, because,
what do you mean?
Because you don't say the ending, you cause the other person to say the ending, or at least think about the ending.
はあはあ、前半しか言わないことで相手の人にその続きを言わせたりとか、続きを考えてもらったりする。
Yeah. And that brings them closer to where you are, what you're thinking about.
ああ、相手に続きを考えさせてもらうことで、こうお互いの思考が近寄ってくるようなイメージ。
Yeah.You know, often like in English, we say, if you're really close, let's say you and your wife, you know, we are so close, we finish each other's sentences.
夫婦間でお互いの会話を あの続きを言ったりとかする、mm. BJ、yeah. do you do that?、
Not yet, but we've only been married a year、
例えば何、so. Okay, good night とかやるの。
Yeah, oh no, it's more like because you're so close. You're working, you know, you're working so close to each other. You know, maybe it's not just marriage, maybe it's in like a working relationship as well. You're already on the same wavelength.
Wavelengths, 波長だ、波長。
Yeah, we've used that word before in Urugaishike Uruwazaego. You're on the same wavelength, so you don't need to, you know, it's easier to work with someone.
夫婦だけに限らず、一緒に仕事してて、すごい波長の合う人で、波長の合う人同士と仕事してると、まあ、考えも近いし、こういったことをよくやる。
Yeah. Okay. And this, and like when you do this, by only saying the first part of the proverb, you force them to finish them, and you force them to be on your wavelength.
なるほどね。例えばことわざの前半を自分が言って、まあ相手に続きを言ってもらうことで、yeah. まあどんどんより波長を近づけていく。まあ、考えもどんどんすり合わせていくし、同じモードになっていくっていう感じなのかな。
Yes. So let's just listen to the ending again. That will save weeks of back and forth. A bird in the hand
is worth two in the bush. Good point.
And...A global agency comes from the global budget, right? Not my P&L.
Yes, that's right.
So every cloud.
That would be a nice silver lining for APAC.
At the end, BJ says all the proverbs, a bird in the hand, every cloud, in an open-ended way, and then Ruben comes and finishes them. So he's already engaged.
Hmm.今度は BJ が全部前半だけを言って、オープンエンドにしといて、ルーベンが残りを言った。
So this urawaza not only makes you sound more natural, you can also use it in discussions to gain an advantage.
この裏技を使うことで、ナチュラルに聞こえるだけじゃなくて、gaining an advantage、まあ相手を巻き込むっていう、そういった利点、そういったアドバンテージがある。Yeah. ということなのね。なるほど、なるほど。相手を巻き込む。うん。相手の思考をこちらに引きつける、そんな効果があるわけだ。
Yeah.
Okay.
It's two birds with one 裏技。
この裏技を使うことで、まあ、ナチュラルに聞こえるだけじゃなくて、まあ、相手の思考をこちらに手繰り寄せる、そんな効果もあるということで、まさに、一石二鳥。Yeah.
So let's practice.
Okay.
So Terumi, we introduced eight proverbs, so just choose a few, and we're going to do a role play.
Okay. いや、難しそう。いやね、あのね、ことわざをね、さらりと出すのも難しいんだけど、しかも I have to put it short でしょ。
Yeah, just, well, you know, just the first few words.
だからそれが逆に難しいけど、Okay, I'll try.
Okay, the scenario, the role play scenario is, you are my boss.
I'm your boss, okay.
Okay. Sorry, Terumi. The presentation went just okay. The HDMI input didn't work, so we couldn't use the big screen, and we had to present from an iPad.
A bad workman. You should have printed off some presentations just in case.
Yeah, a bad workman. A bad workman.
A bad workman.
Okay. But, Terumi.
Yes.
The reaction from the clients seemed to be okay. They said they would think about it positively. I've got a really good feeling we've got the deal.
BJ, don't count your chickens.
Yeah, I should wait until they're hatched. You're right. Oh, look, the clients have just replied. Oh, they turned down the full proposal, but will take the product on a trial basis. Maybe I should negotiate harder.
No, a trial is a good start. A bird in the hand.
You're right. It's worth two in the bush. Thanks, Terumi.
Thank you, BJ. You did great.
you did great. You did great. All of them were great. But just learn these kotowazas, these proverbs, and only say the first half, and you'll see...A really big improvement on how natural you sound.
いや、これを実際の仕事現場で取り入れられたらなかなかナチュラルレベル ネイティブレベル高いですよ。これかっこいいな、こんなこと言えたら。It's a bird in the hand. Yeah, after all. うまいことやってるよ。みたいな感じでね、使いこなせたらかっこいいですね。
It's a great way to sound natural. We really、mm-hmm. don't use proverbs in the full version. Using them like that will make you sound very like you're reading a dictionary.
そうか、ことわざをこうナチュラルに使うっていうのは、今よくやることだけれども、フルで言うと、まあ、なんか辞書で覚えてきたこと言ってるみたいに聞こえちゃうんだね。OK、ということで今日はことわざをやりましたけれども、まあ、ただ短くすればいいっていうことでもなさそうなので、まあ、その応用編っていうのはまたいつか。One day やるということでね。はい、I learned a lot today, as always. はい、ということで私も日々、毎週 BJ から学んでおります。聞いてくださってる皆さんもね、聞きながらいろんな learnings があるといいな、いろいろ覚えて使ってもらえると嬉しいなと思います。OK、それでは皆さん、まだまだ自粛生活が続きますけれども、どうか stay safe で、stay home で、ね、皆さん元気でいてくださいね。See you next week. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you. Stay healthy. Bye, Terumi. Bye, producer Ruben.
Bye bye, Ruben. Bye, BJ. Thank you.
Ura was an ego. Business English is so hard. Ura was an ego. I need a Ura was a.
Thank you very much for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and give us 5 stars and give us a review. It really helps us. Our stretch goal is to have 50 reviews.
そして外資系裏技英語は全エピソードを YouTube にアップしています。最近の動画では Zoom 越しでの2人の映像やアニメーションも織り交ぜていますので、ぜひ YouTube のチャンネル登録をお願いします。
Finally, please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at 裏技英語。
ポッドキャスト気に入っていただけたら、ぜひ職場の仲間やお友達に広めていただけると嬉しいです。もしくは外資系裏技英語オフィシャル LINE スタンプを送ってみるのもいいかもしれません。外資系裏技英語 LINE スタンプは LINE のスタンプショップで購入できます。